It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong.
Here we go again.
I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong.
At least 31 people were killed over the weekend in mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. At 10:30 on Saturday morning, a lone gunman entered a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, and unloaded a torrent of bullets into the bodies of random people shopping for back-to-school supplies. He killed 22 people and injured at least 26 more. Police said they found an anti-immigrant document espousing white nationalist and racist views, which they believed was written by the suspect. He may face hate crimes charges in addition to capital murder charges. It was just 13 hours later, right after 1 a.m. Sunday morning, when yet another gunman opened fire in a bustling Dayton, Ohio entertainment district, killing 9 people, including his own 22-year-old sister, before meeting his own demise. We might not ever know why this gunman killed his sister, but she was one of his victims. And yeah, he died too. Trying but failing to look presidential, Donald Trump delivered prepared remarks on Monday afternoon. He surprised critics by reading certain words off the teleprompter.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Well, that's interesting, but it doesn't comport with the Donald Trump who spread bigotry, racism, xenophobia, and hate since appearing on that escalator 4 years ago to launch his ridiculous presidential campaign. Trump attempted to appear as a consoler-in-chief to widespread criticism and mockery. So he read his speech at the level of a third grader delivering a book report based on Cliff Notes, and as would be expected, he blamed everyone but himself. The internet, video games, mental illness, and he did actually take the step to call out the homegrown hatred here.
These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need.
That sounded sincere, no? No. Yeah, about as sincere as his thoughts and prayers for the people of El Paso and Dayton. Or is that Toledo?
We will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. May God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, he really said Toledo. Ay. But I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the other gaffe. That one from Joe Biden. At a fundraiser Sunday night, he almost immediately spoke of the two recent mass shootings, as he put it, quote, the tragic events in Houston today and also in Michigan the day before. Oh, Joe. He later corrected himself, I'm sure, after a staffer corrected him. In other news, about that great stock market. The Dow dropped more than 750 points on Monday. The markets rattled after China lowers its currency following Trump's new tariff threats. U.S. stock prices slid sharply on Monday following the weakening of the Chinese yuan against the dollar. That's how the Chinese pushed back in response to Donald Trump's surprise threat of 10% tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods. Remember that Florida man who drove around the van with all the Trump stickers covering the entire thing? Yeah, his name was Caesar Sayoc. He pleaded guilty to sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to prominent critics of Trump last year. He was sentenced on Monday to 20 years in prison. And finally, an idea that I have been pushing for 6 years now seems to have finally started gaining traction, as a number of countries have started warning their citizens about the dangers of traveling to the United States because of our problem with gun violence. Foreign nations are warning their citizens that traveling in the United States could put them at risk of becoming a victim of a mass shooting. Some of the nations warning against their citizens coming to travel here in the U.S. are Uruguay, Venezuela, Japan, and Mexico. They join other countries that have issued warnings in the past about the propensity of guns and mass shootings in the U.S., including France, New Zealand, and Germany. And yes, El Paso police said Monday that one of the victims in the Walmart attack was a German citizen. Ah, if it were up to me.
But I know one thing. If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns. Take away the guns.
And that's just a little bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.